Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. On Thursday, November 7th, two Eureka High School students walking back to campus following lunch were shot and injured by pellets fired from a pellet gun. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck provides some of the details about the response of staff at the school.
I heard about it fairly quickly after it happened. The high school administrative staff responded immediately in conjunction with the resource officer there that's stationed on the Eureka High School campus, and it was very concerning to everyone. Where it was reported was on campus because the kids immediately came to the front office of the school and reported it there, but it did happen off campus on L Street.
Eureka police were called to the scene and opened an investigation. On November 14th, police arrested 18-year-old Christian John Kay in connection with the shooting. Van Vleck pointed out that while the incident happened off campus, the district still holds students accountable for their actions during the school hours.
We caught the student. That's important to be out there. I want to make sure that that's known. And I said student. Yes, it was a student that we caught. This was a student that did the shooting. And the way the process works from the school side, this student faces two areas of responsibility, three, if you will. One area is a school in the school district. One area is obviously his parents. And then the third area is the legal system because the student was or is 18.
Kay has been suspended and could face expulsion for his actions. Senate District 2 candidate Chris Lehman has received the endorsement of the California Schools Employees Association. The CSEA represents over 200,000 school support staff who work in public schools and community colleges. CSEA President Michael Bilbray said in a statement that Lehman has never wavered in his commitment to ensuring public school children enjoy safe, clean, and welcoming environments in which to learn. Lehman is campaigning to fill the seat that will be vacated by Senator Noreen Evans at the end of next year. The Arcata Fish and Wildlife Office has selected Bruce Bingham to be its new field supervisor. Bingham will preside over conservation programs, including the Trinity River Restoration Program. He will also oversee the administration of the Endangered Species Act and the implementation of the Northwest Forest Plan in the Six Rivers and Mendocino National Forests. Bingham said in a statement, "It's great to be back in Arcata working on challenging wildlife conservation issues across the diverse landscapes in this part of California." Eureka police officers arrested 37-year-old Eureka resident Jamie Christie on Thursday in connection with an injury hit-and-run incident on Wednesday evening. Police suspect Christie was headed southbound on Booner Street when he ran the stop at J Street and slammed into a VW Jetta containing a 46-year-old driver and a juvenile female. Both the driver and passenger suffered injuries in the crash and were taken to the hospital for treatment. Witnesses report that Christie then fled the scene in his damaged pickup truck. That truck was located parked behind Christie's residence on Huntoon Street, and officers searched Christie's residence per his probation status, but he had fled from there as well. On Thursday, officers located and arrested Christie, and he was booked into county jail on felony hit and run, driving on a suspended license, and probation violation charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol submitted charges to the DA's office in the case of a tragic traffic collision in May that claimed the life of a 13-year-old boy. On May 18th, 19-year-old Kashkoa Rice of Hoopa was driving westbound on State Route 299 when she began to use her cell phone, lost control of the vehicle, and struck a guardrail. 13-year-old Walter Moon of Hoopa was in the rear cargo area without a seatbelt on and was ejected from the vehicle. Moon suffered major injuries and was airlifted to Children's Hospital in Oakland, where he succumbed to his injuries. As a result of the investigation, the CHP submitted various charges against Rice, including misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. And the sheriff's office responded to College of the Redwoods on Thursday after receiving a report of an assault. Deputies arrived on scene and contacted the victim, who explained that he was involved in an argument with his dorm roommate, 36-year-old Greg Bill. The argument escalated and Bill struck the victim in the head with a guitar. Deputies located Bill and he was arrested and booked into jail on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.